Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing the best in all things Americana-ish as we continue on our voyage through the last 2 months of new stuff that I am continually digging through as we were on a brief hiatus in September and October, and some new stuff that just came out, including the new Dwight Yoakam record. We gave you a track right there. Brighter Days is the name of the record, just dropped on the 15th. And we gave you one of my favorite tunes off of it, Wide Open Heart, which has a distinct Tom Petty vibe in my mind. And I'm digging it. Dwight Yoakam, new record. You can find more at dwightyoakam.com. All right, we're going to keep the jibber jabber to a minimum because I'm going to try and cram in as much music as possible in this hour. But these first two blocks, once again, are going to be all new stuff. None of it from Connecticut this week. I know the last 2 weeks we focused very hard on my home state because there's been a lot of good records that have come out, a lot of good singles. We'll have more from Connecticut artists next week, trust, because the minute I put this show together, a band I really like dropped a new single, and I was like, well, I guess that's waiting for next week. Well, let's right now go to an artist by the name of Amy Spies. She's got a new record out called The American Dream. Here's a track off it right now. She's going to tell you something about a town. It's the Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Can you tell me again? could save me, but I don't even know your name. Pick me up and take me home. I can earn an honest keep. We may never meet again. You can make a gentleman out of a tramp like me. For some danger, I can see it in your eyes. I'm a wayfaring stranger, I could take you for a ride. Pick me up and take me home. I can earn an honest keep. We may never meet again. You can make a gentleman out of a tramp like me.
Is it hard to understand if you try when you're weary to raise up your chin? You can lean on me, darling, and gently settle in, and I'll be gold in your pocket. I'll be water in your well, and I'll be sunshine in your daydream. Are you slow around the curve? And I believe that our future has roads that we can choose. All our lessons from the past to show us that love can cure the blues. And there'll be gold in your pocket. There'll be water in your well. Oh, there'll be sunshine in your daydream. Difference to know how and when to strike down that hammer and let the work begin. And in that final hour, just before the clock strikes 12, all our secrets will reveal themselves. The deeper down you delve, and there'll be gold.
alongside of the tracks. And there you go, four new tracks from four artists with albums that have just been released. That right there was Caleb Clauder and Reeb Wilms. And that track is called Gold in Your Pocket, the title track off their new record that just dropped. It's on Free Dirt Records. You can find more info at calebclauder.com. Before that, we gave you a track from a gentleman by the name of Benjamin Todd. And that would be Todd with 1D. And he's got a new record out called Shooting Star. And we gave you a track over that called Tramp Like Me. You can find more at BenjaminTodMusic.com. Before that, an artist out of Fayetteville, Arkansas, by the name of Ashton Barbary, just dropped a new album in October called Sent Through the Ceiling. And we gave you the title track off of that one. You can actually find that record at AshtonBarbary.Bandcamp.com. And starting off the block, Amy Spies. Off of her new record, The American Dream, we gave you a track called Something Bout a Town. And there you go. All right, so how about another block of new music? Let's start off with a guy who's got a new record out called American Spirit. This is the title track off that record, and this is Fancy Haygood. This is Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Tongue-tied when they ask about me, bloodshot eyes all messed up, white lies in a talking town, we keep it quiet the way it was. Who's your judge? Who's the jury? How you living when you're in the dark? Does the smoke make it blurry when you're lying there in my arms? Does it light you up like an American spirit? Wrap around you like a drunk tattoo, on your lips like a rock and roll lyric. Say you quit but you never do. Your bad habits, cigarette season, when you burn when no one's around. Be your buzz, your best kept secret. Light me up, can't put me down. Somebody's gotta be your vice. All the guilt but no glory when you're sneaking out in the morning light, like it's the end of a story when we both know it ain't the last time. I light you up like an American spirit, wrap around you like a drunk tattoo, on your lips like a rock and roll lyric. Say you quit but you never do. Your bad habits, cigarette season, when you burn no one's around. Best kept secret, light me up, can't put me down. Light you up like an American spirit, wrap around you like a drunk tattoo, on your lips like a rock and roll lyric. Say you quit but you never do. Your bad habits, cigarette season, on your burn when no one's around. Be your buzz, your best kept secret. Light me up, can't put me down. Can't put me down. Put me down. Can't put me down. Can't put me down. Can't put me down.
You made me happy when we were young, but now to cry over you has begun. There's our time. There's our time. Time in the sun. You made it look easy, like our love was a game. You made me believe it.
concern.
A hill that I will die upon it. killed. If there were such heights around here for God to lay his pride, maybe I'd rest before I died if I weren't a flatland boy. I hammer down, hair straight back. World blurs past, tell me how's it dead? My horizon line static. I guess at least it's a sure bet. Was taught to not throw the first fist, but if you take a hit, finish that son of a bitch. In a life having the upper hand's a myth, your only fighting chance is too stubborn to quit. And if I weren't a flatland boy, I'd say I have a hill. A hill that I will die upon if the climb don't get me killed. If there were such heights around here for a guy to lay his pride, maybe I'd rest before I died if I weren't a flatland boy. Retired rail ties, point nine wire, neighbor kid on the fence and bars, Fargo that turns over fine at 40 below if you cuss it right. A sly thumb or I sometimes keep a bottle hid with the biomycin. You can dull the edge, you can look ahead, but can't get there, it goes on forever. Oh, it just goes on forever. You keep your head down, it goes on forever. But I've got plates for purple gas. I've got plates for purple gas.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and there you go, four more fantastic new tracks, including one from Canada's Noeline Hoffman, and that would be one F and two N's, Noeline Hoffman, with a new EP out, and we give you a track off it called Purple Gas. You can find more at NoelineHoffman.com. Before that, a guy by the name of John Cowan, who has had a long and storied career in the sort of progressive bluegrass realm. Also currently the touring bass player for the Doobie Brothers. John Cowan, though, has got a new record out called Fiction. And we gave you a track off it called Down Where the River Ends. You can find more over at True Lonesome Records. And before that, we gave you a guy by the name of Jeremy Albino. Our Time in the Sun is the name of both the album and the tune we played, and I really dig that one quite a bit. Got a real bluesy vibe going on there. And starting off the block, Fancy Haygood, title track off of the new record American Spirit, which you can find at fancyhaygood.com. All right, so let's go now into some classic country stuff, because earlier this week, or last week at this point, I had a song stuck in my head, and it was just driving me crazy. I heard this tune on Willie's Roadhouse on Sirius XM. I do listen to things other than Cygnus Radio. I apologize to Cygnus Radio Management. But this song was just stuck in my head, and my youngest said, well, Dad, the only way to get rid of a song is if you listen to it again. And I said, you know what? That is accurate. So let's listen to it again. And then we're going to rabbit hole through other country songs released around the same time. But this is Don Williams. This is from 1980. It's a track called I Believe in You. It's the Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Superstars, organic food, and foreign cars. I don't believe price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. Certainty, what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. Virginity is as common as it used to be, in working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you.
With a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so broken hearted. She said, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time. He'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone. Before you know it. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down in the swampland,
anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. Stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lame speeches. There ain't no time for lame speeches. She say never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She say never have never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. Just an ordinary story about the way things go. Round and around, nobody knows. But the highway goes on forever. That old highway goes on forever.
I spent a lifetime looking for you. Single bars and good time lovers were never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. And telling those sweet lies and losing again. Alone then, no love in sight. And I did everything I could to get me through the night. Don't know where it started or where it might end. I turned to a stranger just like a friend.
Looking for love in too many faces.
Searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of.
Hoping to find a friend and a lover. I bless the day I discover another heart. Looking for love.
Heart's door, you're everything I've been looking for. No more
looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces.
Searching your eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of.
Now that I've found a friend and a lover, I bless the
sometimes. times her morning cough is way too strong. And sometimes what she says all wrong. But right or wrong, she's there beside me, like only a friend would be. And that's close enough to perfect for me. Now she's been known to wear her pants too tight, and drinking puts her out just like a light. Heaven knows she's not an angel, but she'd really like to be. And that's close enough to perfect for me. She kisses me each morning and smiles a sleepy smile. And she don't have to say it, I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman or what you think she ought to be. She's close enough to perfect for me. Sometimes she gets down and starts to cry, but then again a lady has arrived. She's everything wanted. She's all I'll ever need. She's close enough to perfect for me. She kisses me each morning and smiles a sleepy smile. She don't have to say it, I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman or what you think she ought to be. She's close enough to perfect for me. Oh, she's close enough to perfect.
Yeah.
alongside of the tracks, and I said classic country. I did not mention that it was going to be Countrypolitan, as it was called in the early 1980s when sort of country got really, really overproduced and syrupy. But there's a lot of songs from that era that I absolutely adore because that was my childhood. And those songs were on the radio and in the car and in the house all the time at my home, including that song, The Sweetest Thing I've Ever Known by Juice Newton. Now, that's the original version. And you're like, wait a minute, what? Yes. So the big hit she had in 1981 with that song, which was even more syrupy and string-oriented than what you just heard, that was a re-recording. The original version, which we played for you, came out in 1975, and it came out off of Juice Newton and Silver Spurs' debut self-titled album. So before Juice Newton went solo, she was Juice Newton and Silver Spur. And their 1975 album included that song. So there you go. Before that are all the original versions. Well, actually, that's not true. I lied. I'll get to that in a second. Alabama. I'm pretty sure that in 1982, everybody in the United States of America was just handed the album Mountain Music by Alabama because it was like just issued to fans at that point. It was massive. And one of the big hits off of that record was a track called Close Enough to Perfect, written by former member of the Bellamy Brothers, Carl Chambers. And that song, of course, went to number one with a bullet for Alabama in 1982. Before that, another album that everybody was just automatically handed in 1980 was the soundtrack to the film Urban Cowboy. I have played almost every song off that record on this show at some point in time. It is one of my all-time favorite movies, as cheesy and terrible as it is, and it did not hold up well. Let's just say that in certain respects, but I love Urban Cowboy, John Travolta's finest film. There, I said it. But Johnny Lee had the big hit off of that with Looking for Love, and that was not only a country hit, that was a crossover pop hit as well. Went to number 37 on the U.S. Cashbox Top 100 charts and was a number one hit on the Billboard country charts. And actually, it went to number 5 on the Billboard High 100. So that was a top 5 crossover hit for Johnny Lee, a guy who prior to this movie and prior to this soundtrack was just like the bar band at Gilly's, which was Mickey Gilly's bar and performance space in Texas that the film Urban Cowboy kind of centers around, sort of the epicenter of the whole Countrypolitan thing outside of Houston, Texas. Before that, and this is the song where I played the cover, not the original, Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight. We gave you the 1979 version from the Oak Ridge Boys, which went to number one on the country charts for the Oaks. But before that, the year before that, Emmylou Harris did a version on her Quarter Moon and a 10 Cent Town album, 1978, which is equally phenomenal, by the way. But that song was written by the great Rodney Crowell. And then starting off the block, the song that had been hammering my brain for like a week and a half, at least the melody. I could not get the melody out of my head. Don Williams, I Believe in You, released in August of 1980, and that would go to number one later that year for Don Williams. Just a fun little song. I dig it. All right, so let's finish it off the way we always do, as a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson. And last week we were talking about the album Yesterday's Wine from 1971, which sort of launched Willie's outlaw portion of his career, at least through the 70s and 80s. And one of the songs that came off this record has become one of his most beloved. Willie himself has recorded it like 4 or 5 times on different albums and live albums. And it's been recorded by a bajillion other people and, you know, played in every bar, dive bar across the country. It's Me and Paul. This is Willie Nelson. And until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
It's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose. But if you're staying in a motel there and leave, just don't leave nothing in your clothes. And at the airport in Milwaukee, they refused to let us board the plane at all. They said we look suspicious, but I believe they like to pick on me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. And after taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. Yes, Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Show in Buffalo with us and Kitty Wells and Charlie Pride. The show was long and we're just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride. Well, we drank a lot of whiskey, so I don't know if we went on that night at all. I don't think they even missed us. I guess Buffalo ain't geared for me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul.